of the January 8th Historic Site and Monuments Commission to order. Appreciate all of you being here. You're all comfortable, have a seat. Very good. Well, I ask that everyone do what I'm doing, which is to mute your telephones or vibrate them, get them off sound. The first order would like to have the approval of the minutes of the December 5th meeting. They were distributed to the membership. Do I have any motion for corrections or additions?
I'll make a motion that we approve the December 5th minutes meetings.
Is there a second to that motion?
A second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? We have a petition of Josh Eckert for Edwards Pitland Environmental Inc., West Bart Street Historical Markers. Sarah, will you give us our staff report? Please, ma'am.
This is a petition for five historical... This is a petition for five historical markers relating to events and people associated with West Bay Street. The topics covered included Hudson Hill, the Fellwood Homes, the commercial development of West Savannah, the first schools in Savannah, and Moses J. Jackson. The markers are located on West Bay Street in the GDOT right-of-way, and the locations are shown there. The following information was provided by the petitioner regarding the themes of the markers. The first theme, Arts and Humanities. Hudson Hill developed as a mix of single-family houses and employer-built apartments and duplexes, and including World War II-era shipyard worker housing developments renamed Clearview Homes and Bayview Homes. The Hudson Hill marker discusses this development with an emphasis on architectural history. The first schools in West Savannah marker also discusses the development and evolution of the first schools in the neighborhood, which were located in the area. The social and humanitarian theme, the Fellwood Homes marker discusses the first public housing complex developed by the Housing Authority of Savannah, located on the site of the marker from 1940 to 2007. The homes were constructed to provide housing for African-American residents who had been displaced. The Moses J. Jackson marker discusses his role in creating a public school for African-American students and other efforts to improve the area. The industry and commerce theme is covered by the Hudson Hill marker, discussing the influence of the port and industry on the community. The commercial development marker also discusses the role of the Central Georgia Railroad facilities and the urbanization of the area, as well as the rise and fall of small businesses. And the cultural and ethnic heritage, the African-American heritage of the area is emphasized throughout the markers, particularly the origin of the community's name from Reverend Hudson, who was an influential community leader. The commercial development of the West Savannah marker also briefly discusses the Jim Crow era and the availability of jobs for white and African-American workers. And the first schools marker discusses segregation, and Moses J. Jackson marker talks about the Moses Jackson Community Center, which was important for this area. The following standards for the site and monument commission guidelines apply. Evaluating themes. The new markers must commemorate, honor people, places, or events and fall into the following categories of arts and humanities, science and engineering, civil and institutional, social, humanitarian, industry and commerce, politics, government, military, religious, maritime, or colonial history, local, cultural, ethnic history, and education, and the standard has been met. The proposed themes for the markers include arts and humanities, social and humanitarian, industry, commerce, and cultural and ethnic heritage. The markers also have to have significant history, and the level of significance should be high enough to warrant the public presence. The standards are met for the rest of the theme standards. To the best of staff's knowledge, Hudson Hill, Fellwood Homes, and the Western Savannah neighborhood and schools, as well as Moses J. Jackson, are not commemorated anywhere else. There are no other markers in the area, and Moses J. Jackson is historically significant and died in 1956. The petitioner is using Lowland and the High Road Life and Community in Hudson Hill, West Savannah, and the Woodville neighborhoods as their source for information. The five markers will be located in GDOT rights-of-way along the southern side of the expanded West Bay Street. There are no other markers in this area, and the rights-of-way are public property. For the site standards, the standards are met. They will not cause overcrowding on the sites, will not damage trees or utilities, will not be used for special events, and will not be prone to automobile accidents. The sites are visible and accessible, and archaeology studies were already performed on the sites as part of the Section 106 review. Standards for the site in relation to theme for markers and monuments. Standards are met. The markers commemorate a person, places, and areas of development. The proposed location for each marker corresponds in location to the person, place, or events commemorating and will be located in the right of way. The design, the markers will be constructed of high cast aluminum and size, here's an example, and size 42 inches wide by 38 inches tall, have gold letters and a black background, and they will be welded to aluminum posts embedded in concrete foundations. This meets the design standards for markers. They'll be high quality and enhance the public space and mounted to a freestanding pole. The text is shown in the 5 attached images in the submittal packet, which can be viewed online. The title will be 2 inches tall with 3/4 inch text and the rest of it. The titles include Hudson Hill, Bellwood Homes, Commercial Development of West Savannah, First Schools in West Savannah, and Moses J. Jackson, and staff recommends approval of the text as submitted. The funding standards are met. The marker is fully funded per an agreement between the city and the county for the West Bay Street widening project, and Chatham County will pay for the manufacturing of the markers and GDOT will be installing them. And the escrow payments have been waived since they are part of an agreement with the city and the county, and the city of Savannah will maintain the markers. And staff is recommending approval to City Council for the 5 historical markers as requested because they meet the standards in the master plan and guidelines for markers, monuments, and public art. I would like to mention it's come to staff's attention via the president of the Woodville Neighborhood Association. There are some concerns about dates on the markers. Staff is comfortable with moving forward with the recommendation that they're approved and making the changes at staff level. If more substantial changes are required, the application could come back before the board.
Do you have any questions of staff? Where are those signs on in our packages?
They should be under submittal packet. If you look on that, it's part of, starts on page 5.
Okay. This goes way back, doesn't it? I mean, this whole county analysis.
Yeah, staff has been working with the county and with GDOT on this for years.
Has SHPO reviewed these?
I believe they have, yes.
I'll get you inside. Just asking staff, y'all.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Does anybody have any questions, staff? Okay. Petitioners here.
I'm not Josh Earhart with Edward Spitman, but they are a sub-consultant to E Partners, who I'm the president of, and we are under contract with Chatham County to design the improvements.
Can you pull a microphone up a little bit, sir?
Sure.
Say that again.
My name's Tommy Crochet with McGee Partners.
Uh-huh.
And Edwards Pittman is a sub-consultant to us. They were doing all the environmental studies, including the history studies, for the improvements to West Bay Street. We are under contract to Chatham County to design that project.
Any questions? You said SHPO had reviewed these?
Yes, we coordinated through the Georgia Department of Transportation's environmental staff, and they presented the markers to SHPO, and SHPO has indicated that they are acceptable and would meet the conditions of the memorandum of agreement that was signed between SHPO, Federal Highway, the county, City of Savannah, and GDOT.
Who is the ultimate sponsor of these signs? GDOT, the county, the city?
That's a good question. It's really a joint sponsorship and a joint decision to include the markers. And the markers are being placed as mitigation to impacts to the historic resources along the corridor. Primarily, as part of the document, we documented some minor impacts that were not at first to the West Savannah neighborhood itself, the West Savannah neighborhood district, to the Alamo Motel. And then we documented an adverse effect to the Marvel Cleaners property.
I asked that question because there's no attribution and there's no I've done a similar thing for the Chatham County, where we put the county seal on it. I mean, there's no seal on this thing. It's like nobody wants to claim ownership.
It's a joint effort. Exactly. And so
I have the same question. I was curious.
I think it's missing that element.
We'd be happy for a suggestion to put something there. It's something we discussed in some of the planning and coordination meetings, but
who's paying for it?
Basically, the agreement states that Chatham County is going to purchase the markers. They will turn them over to GDOT, who will then, per our plans, the contract we build in the road will install them at an appropriate time. And then the city and their signature to the agreement will maintain them.
Well, I think somebody ought to ask the city or the county who wants to put their seal on it, because I think it looks naked without a seal.
The county, I believe, does not. And since it is a joint effort, we talked about it, so.
Well, we're not asking you to talk about it. We're saying, perhaps, if we have enough interest to get on board, that the sign should have some attribution to it, some seal on it. I mean, the county has a seal. I mean, I put it on a sign. The city has them. Georgia Historical has them. I'm not suggesting you do Georgia Historical. I'm just saying that it troubles me that there is nothing on the top of this. It's like this anybody could have, we know you didn't, just put up a sign with nobody's name on it.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. I say put a seal on it, or don't put them up.
May I make a suggestion, Mr. Chairman?
Hmm?
May I make a suggestion?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, one option that you all may wish to consider that may be acceptable to the applicant as well is just simply, number one, just to do a square marker. So rather than have the shape of this where it's like a missing space, have it simply be a square. And at the bottom, where we typically on Georgia Historical Society markers have erected by, you know, the sponsoring organization, have a little bit more information. Say erected as an agreement in partnership with Georgia Department of Transportation, Chatham County, City of Savannah.
Wonderful idea.
And
I just don't like the idea that there's no
right.
There's no claim to fame here.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my thoughts. Anybody else on the board have any questions or comments or Tom?
There was some mention about the dates, the incorrect dates.
Well, we're going to ask for other folks to come forward. I just want to try to address him, the petitioner. Anybody else have?
I mean, that was my
own. We have some folks in the audience that are here. I suppose you're here either in favor or in opposition to the signage. And we're more than happy to listen to each of you. If you've got a spokesperson, that's great. But if not, then we'll hear everybody who's out there. We ask you to sort of confine it, though, so we don't get too carried away. So if each person who wants to speak will just come up and identify himself, and then we'll listen to everybody from out there, then we'll try to sort through whatever the comments are, if that works very well. Okay? Thank you, sir.
Good afternoon. My name is Tommy Ware. I'm president of Woodville Community Action Organization.
Tommy, what's your last name?
Ware.
Ware. All right.
Okay.
There's a sign-in sheet if you would ask him to sign in, please.
Oh, did y'all sign in at the...
I just signed
in. Okay. Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm not opposed to the signage.
Mm-hmm.
See, I just found out about this because the project's not coming down into the Woodville community. It's actually in there at 516. Woodville has been around a long time.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people really are not aware of our history. If you can be able to take maybe 3 minutes. This just came to the community's attention. Really, I started in December, and I started contacting Mrs. Harris at the MPC to find out more what was going on with it. And I told her I was in favor, and then I began to read the markers. And the marker that I was more concerned with is the marker that's recognizing the schools.
Well, can we put that marker up for them to make it easier to discuss it?
And it's really hard to read it on site. But what the community is taking attention with the Fairwood Avenue stuff, when you read from Woodville School, Woodville is... It's a saying, I'm pretty sure you've once heard it. But we practice in Woodville. Every tub must stand on its own bottom. Every chair must stand on its own four legs. Woodville has been around since 1870. It was actually subdivided when the property was purchased by North and Agent, a carpetbagger, in 1869. He bought it from Mr. Abraham Sheftall. His name was Charles James Hull. His home is on the National Register Historic Place in Chicago. He began subdividing those lots and selling to African Americans at the time for $75 per half an acre on the installment plan, which was great during that time. A lot of people at that time moved in from Woodville, from Hermitage Plantation, all the river plantations along the Savannah River. We're now the seventh and eighth generation. I'm fourth generation. I have children, fifth generation, not grandchildren, who are sixth generation, still living in the community. But if you will, they say something. We're located on a lot of different races. Savannah really wouldn't appreciate our history much. We just annexed into Savannah in 1977. So we're pretty much out in the county. We're known as Woodville, Georgia, although we had never been charted. But some of the earliest writing, this is from Reverend Sinstad. See, this small settlement of colored people is situated 3 miles west of Savannah, Georgia. It was bought by Northern Agent and it's divided into half-acre lots, which are now selling an installment plan for $75 each. The house is very small and uncomfortable, but since the American Missionary Association has directed a new meeting house in Parsonage, the people have commenced to put up better dwellings and a strong love for home comforts is gradually taking hold upon the masses. The inhabitants of Woodville obtain a living by selling in the city market or laboring in gardens on a rice plantation. In this settlement, there are 2 grocers and 3 on this border where strong drink is sold even on the Lord's Day. And it goes on to talk about the education in Woodville. During that time, there was a private school and also a public school that was established. And that school, those schools that served the county wide. We were closely aligned during that time with the communities to the west of Woodville, which were 5 Mile Bend, Monty and Port Wentworth, and some of the outlying areas where African Americans also resided. The community is listed in Cornell University Making of America Archive. It's listed in the Amistad Research Center at Tulane University, and not just one or two entries, but numerous entries. It's just like I say, just underappreciated. Also listed in the American Missionary Association Archive because one of the earliest settlers out there, and who was actually the first mayor of Woodville, would send reports to the American Missionary Association on a monthly basis. Dr. Kieber wrote the book, Highlands, Low Rose Highlands, and the city at that time was trying to bring some attention out to the West Savannah community areas, West Savannah, Hudson Hill, and Woodville. And speaking with Dr. Kieber, she said that after researching some of Woodville and some of the things I brought to attention from the different research I did in different archives, that the book could not do Woodville justice. For one, the history of the school is wrong. I was reading that school, say 1919, a school. I have a gift deed where Charles James Hull, that Northern Agent, actually gift deeded the school to the Board of Education for the building of a suitable school in the Woodville community. The school was located in a church, which is now, which was previously in the spot of the Curtis V. Cooper Center. And that school and church and that parsonage, there was also a private school and a public school here. Reverend Sinstack was actually the first principal of that school, and he actually was principal of the private school and the public school at the same time. I also have a letter from Reverend Sinstack from the American Missionary Association from 1877, stating when he was hired as principal of that school. Woodville itself stands with a lot of history. Like I say, it's unrecognized, and of course, because it's unrecognized, really unappreciated. There's also a gift deed of the school in 1873 when Charles James Hull, that Northern Agent, actually gift deeded the tract of land for the building of a suitable school in Woodville. Like I said, I don't take contention of anything as far as the markers being located there. But Woodville just went through a master plan that was actually approved by the city of Savannah in 2012. And on that approval, one of the points that we have as bullets is to create a historic destination for the Woodville community. When you look at a community that small and actually the effect it have on America, one of the things, and talk with Dr. Kieber when they were actually when she was doing the Lowlands High Roads book, was they were looking at putting a marker for Robert Abbott, the founder of Chicago Defender, into the West Savannah area. And she called me actually for a letter of support. And I said, Dr. Kieber, you know, Robert Abbott did not grow up in Woodville, in the West Van, he grew up in Woodville. And we discussed it on the phone at night, and I was telling her, you know, your records are wrong. And I asked her what was the crossing street, because she had Augusta Road during that time. And she told me it was at Alvin Street. I said, well, Alvin Street, if you check the gas records, it's Albion Street, right there where Curtis B. Cooper Center is located. She called me the next night, apologized, and of course, the marker went up into Woodville and is currently located at the Curtis B. Cooper Center. Reverend Sinstack was American Missionary Association. He also was a newspaper man. He created the Gospel Trumpet, and also from 1877. And I just found this. Well, we knew the Woodville Times that he established in 1889. When they established the Woodville Times newspaper in 1889, his stepson, Robert Abbott, learned the newspaper trade there and went on to find the Chicago Defender. It was the largest African-American newspaper of his time. He used to put train schedules in that paper, and it caused a mass exodus of South from African-Americans to move up north. He grew up in Woodville. His nephew took the paper over on his death, and his nephew also learned his trade at working at the Woodville Times. His name was John Herman Henry Sinstack, and he was named after his grandfather. He was very instrumental in the making of America as he put the first African-American press corps in the White House. He helped Jackie Robinson get admitted to Major League Baseball. He was instrumental in helping to desegregate the military, and he had every president's ear from Franklin Delano Roosevelt to Bill Clinton. And I was blessed to obtain a copy of the Woodville Times, and I just obtained that within the last year. In this newspaper, that also speaks about the schools. It's probably too small for you to read, but there's interest in here from Woodville School as well for the Gospel Trumpet of the students that attended that school. So we kind of, in wanting to recognize the school, they should be recognized in Woodville. Of course, our ties during that time, in the early 1900s up to probably about 1920s, were more associated, let's say, Five Mile Bend, Monte, because during that time, West Savannah would have been overwhelming majority Caucasian. And of course, they would not have attended the Woodville School during that time. And the residents that would have started attending that school would have been doing that around 1920 or so. There's a lot of misinformation, even at the Board of Education, with the history of the school, because last year, 3 years ago, they rededicated the Woodville School and stated that it was established in 1922. And of course, there's many documents, many historic churches also in the area. I've got documentation that says the church out there, Brampton Baptist, is the forerunner of First African Church. You know, no one should take offense to that. I have the documents to prove it, that, you know, the Brampton Baptist Church, which sits in Woodville, came from Brampton Plantation, and that congregation was the first congregation that Andrew Bryan preached at. So there's a lot of things.
You don't suggest that we should get into that discussion to get into.
No, no.
There's a whole lot of it.
I just want to appreciate.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding you because it's still. No. That's a touchy subject.
And I would never say it's the oldest church. Right. I would say it was a part of it. It was actually a part of that. Right. Actually, the gentleman who was the organizing chair of the Deacon Board of Brampton Baptist Church was he was authorized to take subscription for the Gospel Trumpet in 1877. And he was a member of the Brampton Society, which was aligned with First African during the time. I don't want to go any further with that because I say it's another can of worms in itself. But as far as every tub standing on his own bottom, every chair standing on his own four legs, we are actually seeking a historic designation that's going to be instrumental to put the school as one of the centerpieces of education in Woodville.
You're giving us an awful lot of information, and you keep giving it to us. But I have just a couple of questions. Do we have specific language that we want to change, or is it basically we just want to change the thrust of this particular sign? And if that's the case, did you not say earlier, Ellen, that or Sarah, that this discussion has been had with the petitioners, and that we obviously need to rectify. And correct and make sure we have it accurate. We don't want to be in a position of passing it on to council unless it's right. So it clearly there's an opportunity to get it more right than it is. So what do you propose that we can do? Is there a specific language that we could propose, or do we just need to talk back with the author?
My understanding, and I spoke with the petitioner about this just before this meeting, was that one potential solution that might be acceptable to both would simply be to eliminate the reference to the Woodville School altogether in the one marker, and then that would, you know, leave the door open for a new marker at some point in the future at that site, because it's actually, the Woodville School is located fairly far away from these markers because it's not part of the GDOT project. So where it was referenced, maybe remove that reference, and then at some point in the future, a historical marker that, you know, better documents that history might be located on that site. I don't want to speak for anybody's, but that's my understanding of...
And in fact, that's one of the things that we're looking with our master plan. I said it needs to be recognized.
Well, maybe in the incorporating within the city's master plan, which it would be the erection of a marker that would have these facts in it. That might be the easiest solution, which is to eliminate the references, what you're saying, and then recommend, and you know, we could recommend to the city. I think that's, as a board, as a commission, see there? we can recommend it to the city that such a marker be done, right?
Yes.
Does that get you kind of like where you want to be?
Yes, because again, in the master plan, we want to recognize that and recognize some of the history of Woodville, because now no one really knows it except a lot of residents, and even Dr. Keeble was amazed by it, and the documentation is there. And of course, it's a historic destination, a community that helped make America not be recognized. I was speaking to Mr. Adel yesterday. It's almost like if Garden City was to put up a mark in Garden City and say that General Oglethorpe landed 3 miles away from here, I'm pretty sure the city of Savannah would take offense to it. And it's not so offense, we're upset because we were never in on it because the highway is not coming into Woodville. It's actually going to end at 516. So I think that would be best. And actually, we're not against recognition of
I think this, which Ellen is suggesting here, I don't get some of the other board members, obviously, their reaction to it, but it strikes me that makes an awful lot of sense. And anybody else? Walt, you have something?
I think Ellen's solution to the predicament is probably the easiest and the best solution. Because we don't want to take away from Woodville, and I'd like to see be sitting on this board whenever it does come back through, because it would definitely be approved by myself. But I think that is a good solution to that problem.
Anyone else?
Yeah, I mean, I would concur with everything that was said.
Tom, that was the question.
The only solution I can see at this point, having to visit the whole thing in a more complex way. That's it.
Is the petitioner okay with that recommendation?
Yes.
Okay. So what we're talking about is approval of, could be, it was motioned to approve the petitioner's request with the appropriate alteration being made to this one particular marker, and we'll leave it to staff to view the final change with the taking the Woodville out, okay? And if we can just deal with one item at a time, that would be, I think, would accomplish what we're talking about here.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
Do we have a motion?
Okay, so what are we motioning on? I mean,
just the signs, right?
Just the signs.
We'll get to the other one in a second.
That one sign.
We'll get to the other one.
Okay. But you're talking, but
we want to approve the approve staff recommendation for the petitioner's request with this sign, with the First Schools in West Savannah, the wording wanted to be amended to remove the reference to the Woodville School. Okay? And we're going to leave that to staff to see the final draft of that. And then that will then take care of this petitioner's request. And then we can entertain another another recommendation to City Council to erect a, you know, it's not appropriate to do that, to ask City Council to take steps to erect within the development of the master plan, execution of the master plan, a sign that would cover the appropriate representation of the history of Woodville. Is that what you want, Ms. Worth?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. So let's do them one at a time. Okay. Two separate motions. Okay. I don't want to confuse the petition's request with another sign issue, another sign asking. So this is.
I don't think we need to make a motion to approve another sign.
Well,
for the Woodville.
Let's just get one at a time.
No, but I think you're confusing things here.
Why?
Okay. Because the petition is not to put a sign in Woodville.
I didn't say it is. The petitioner's request is for these five signs,
mm-hmm.
okay? With one of the signs having some wording change to eliminate the reference to Woodville. Everything else about the petition is perfectly fine.
With the exception of the, you were concerned about the shape of the sign missing.
Okay.
So did you want to include that into there?
Okay,
or what?
You're right. I forgot about that.
Okay. Well, see, that's what I was confused about. And it doesn't take much.
You pull that one out. You were you just imagined it. You saved yourself. Okay. So go ahead, Walt. You know what we're going to say.
Okay.
If you got it wrong, I'm just going to get it wrong.
Well, if I get it wrong, you can adjust it for me. I'd like to make a recommendation that
a motion that we
remove the reference to Woodville School out of the first schools in West Chatham marker, and also redesign the shape of the marker to exclude the little hump and put a reference to the who it's sponsored by at the bottom.
To the agreement that stipulated that set up to, for all three entities being involved. So second that motion.
I'll second that.
Okay. All right, we have a motion to approve the petition request with the amendment on Hudson Hill and the signs, the alteration of the sign and the proper attributions. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Ayes have them, so ordered. Okay, now. Chair will entertain a motion for the board to go draft a letter, which I'll sign to the city manager or to whomever we should appropriately bow, mayor or city manager, whoever, asking that they include in the development of their execution of the master plan a proper signage that clearly states the impact and the importance of the Woodville neighborhood to Savannah. We get a motion?
I'm going to be the one making a motion. Tom, go ahead.
Okay. I have a motion to petition the...
All you had to do is say yes to the motion.
Okay, yes.
Just say yes, I'll make that motion.
Oh, yes, I'll make that motion.
Okay, we have a second to the motion.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Thanks. Thanks.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Let's have it so ordered. Okay. We're going to take care of everybody that way, okay? Thank you for coming, folks. Appreciate it. Yeah. All right. I forgot to introduce Christopher Monroe. He's our new member of the board. This is his first meeting, and I went through a briefing of staff training program with him, and I learned a lot of things that I didn't know about. But he is a writer, and I think will be an excellent member. And one of the best things is that he has control over his schedule, and he can attend meetings.
I do indeed. Yes.
But we're happy to have you. And I sent a little note to Rob telling him that we were totally surprised. You know, we didn't understand that he was even coming up, and so his term is over, and he did a good job for us, and maybe at some point in time he'll reapply, who knows. Anything else?
There's a calendar of meetings attached to your agenda that has the meeting dates on the first Thursday of every month.
The one that was sent to us?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Okay, I have one item. I've brought this up before, but I want to be a little more specific about it at this point. I'd like for the board to consider a request to the staff to look at the developing area on the West River Street, Bay Street area, with the new developments coming through with Rockbridge Hotel, Rockbridge Capital Hotel, and Kessler. I'm hopeful that there will be an opportunity to erect a statue to Mayor John Rusakis, who was the mayor of Savannah when River Street was reborn, and whose name is borne by River Street, so Rusakis Riverfront Plaza. There's a committee being formed to raise the necessary capital to fund it. We're not going to be asking the public to pay for it. We'll ask the general public to contribute to it, but we're not going to ask the public bodies to pay for it. But we are going to be asking the city and the both developers that as they develop some common areas that are common to all three, to both developments, that we can find a place that is safe and is appropriate that would work within the fabric of what's trying to be done. Monuments have to be designated, have to have an area designated as by us in order for a monument to be built there. So I'm not saying right there, because I think it needs to be determined by the people who are designing it and laying it out and by the city. So I'm asking the staff to help facilitate that discussion between those parties, since y'all are having those discussions anyway. I'm personally going to inquire with both developers and tell them what we're doing. And they've been told informally, and I'm going to more formally tell them. So I don't know that we have to have a motion to do this, but I'd like the staff to take that on and come up with a location or maybe a couple of different alternatives of where it would be appropriate to erect such a statue. And
I just think it just needs a record, just an option, just asked.
Okay.
I don't think it needs a motion.
I just want to, yeah. So what is the organization that's putting it together?
It's going to be a private individual.
So I was curious.
Yeah.
Okay. That answers
the
question.
And if there's some organization like the Savannah Riverfront Association, I'm just throwing this out, who wants to take it on, I'm not saying they will. We'll attribute. It needs to be attributed. But right now, we're just going to put a committee together to start working on it, because this is the time to try to get something done while they're doing all this development. Mm-hmm. Does anybody have any objection to doing that? I guess it would be. Tom, you okay with that?
Yeah.
Well, I think that would be part of the plan that's being put forward, isn't it, Ellen?
It's not currently.
It's not
necessarily.
They're
public spaces, but they're not designated for anything.
Yeah, I mean, no one said they didn't want to do that.
There was a movement
to do this about 30 years ago, and at the same time, there was another monument being created that was going to be paid for by the public, and we did not want to be confused with that monument. And then it just sort of drifted away. And to me, this is the time to do something. You've got, particularly on that end of the street, and you got the Weaving Girl on one end, and this is on the other, and things in the middle. So it wouldn't get cluttered up, and it might be an appropriate place to do something. So anyway, we'll see if it works.
Okay.
So, okay, yeah, we'll do that. That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else to come
forward? Do we need a motion to accept the calendar? Or is that just pretty much?
That's our calendar. It's the first Thursday.
It's in your bylaws that it's the first Thursday, so that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we don't need anything for that.
That's it. Thank you, folks.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Welcome, Chris.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.